Thank you for calling Valor Real Estate Services and Valor Property Management. Calls may be monitored for
This is Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi, Lisa. Dave Rahanian.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
You know, just rough, but we'll get through it.
I did. I got your voicemail. I apologize. It's been another crazy morning. Yes, you were on. Actually, you were my next person to contact today. So your timing is perfect. I have it on here to call you at 1 p.m. and you called at 12:58.
You know what? I can't believe I timed it this perfect myself, because you never know how long these things go. Real quick, we'll just stay with the contract.
Okay. All right. And I got it. I'll be very honest with you. When I got that voicemail this morning, when I came in, I was like, thank God. Honestly, because I tried to. Of course, you know. I mean, this was a big stress thing. No way, no doubt about it. And then on top of it, we had been trying to reach the tenant since our conversation, and we weren't able to get in contact with him. I sent him an email. I didn't get any response to the email. Okay. And then when we called, his voicemail said that they were on vacation and they wouldn't be back for another 2 weeks.
Time of year.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Time of year.
I guess it is, for sure. So.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, it was just such a surprise to me that, you know, the whole communication thing happened. I will chalk it up to experience. Hopefully this will never happen again.
No, of course not. Yeah.
I want to get in my house.
No, I definitely understand that. Now, I will be honest with you, though. I mean, you know, Maria called me after Laura called and, you know, had a conversation with her yesterday. She had called the office yesterday, and she just, clearly she was upset, but she had said some things in that conversation that prompted me to pick up the phone and call my lawyer. It did, because she had accused me in this conversation of committing fraud.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was, you know, one of those things. So again, when I heard your voicemail this morning, I felt a million times better.
Well, yeah, and you know, it, like I said, the stress that's going on over here and the way it was just dropped on us, you know, it was just like, oh, my God. You know,
right?
But we came and to our senses. We thought about it. I'm like, you know, we're only going to be down there for 5 or 6 months. So I'm like, really? Is it really that big of a deal? No, it's not. For the hassle that it would have been involved, I'm like, let's just do it. I mean, it's good for us. It's just disappointing. That's all.
Right. No, but, and I understand that. And then you said some key things as well in our conversation when you mentioned health. And then I started, you know, getting, you know, like, oh, my God, is something going on with you guys? And, of course, I didn't want to overstep and ask. But at the same time, I was like, if there is a health issue, like, that got to me. That hit me in my heart.
It's, you know, honestly, I mean, it's just life. I mean, but sometimes it kicks you right in the gut, man.
I know.
And it's just, you know, you just got to get through it, you know.
It's just a
terrible, terrible thing. But we'll do it. You have to stay positive, right?
No, and I understand
Why
that.
Worry if you pray, right?
If worry, it's a useless emotion. That's what I like to say. Worry is a useless emotion. Yeah, it doesn't change anything. Yep.
I mean,
and on that note that you just said that, I've actually been in a state of prayer for the last 4 or 5 days. So I knew even yesterday was an enemy was attacked from the enemy, because I'm in the middle of a fast. I mean, I'm fasting and praying as we speak.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm in it. I'm in a war right now. And when that happened yesterday, I was like, oh, my God, can anything else happen today?
And isn't that the way it happens, though?
Well, that's what the enemy likes to kick you when you're down.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, and so we had a good night's sleep. We woke up. I said, you know what?
forget it. Let's just do what we have to do. So that's good.
Okay. That is good. So, that is good. Now, I do want to talk to you about what I did talk to my attorney about. So he has now told me that he wants me to implement a limited power of attorney. It's basically saying, because, you know, you were saying that I didn't have the right to sign. Because he listened to everything as well. And, you know, it's time to go the route of, you know, going, you know, a limited power of attorney, basically just giving us that authority to sign on any owner's behalf.
Yeah,
even though we have a management agreement that says we can, we want to have that as well.
And you know what? I had no idea she called yesterday.
And that's okay. I get it.
And that's the truth. I had no idea. It's the first time
I believe that.
About it. But she goes, you know, she gets, she just gets a little crazy. She was just upset.
Right.
And I told her, you know, I said, she goes, well, how could you do that? I said, because in the contract, they can do that because they're representing us. It makes no sense to me. And believe me, when I see her, I will.
No, don't do that.
You know, but you know what? If you're going to do that, at least let me know so that when I call you.
I know, but she was upset. Oh, good point. Yeah, she knew you were going to call today. She should have at least warned you.
I would think we were on the same team. I don't know, you know, but. She's got that wild sling thing. Oh, what's going on up here?
Listen, I'm with you. That's how my husband talks about me, too. So, you know, I pop a little bit sometimes, so I get it.
How long have you guys been together? 34 years?
No. We've been together. Oh, my goodness. How long have we been together? 11? 11 years? Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him I said that. It feels like it was just yesterday.
I usually say 34 long, wondrous, glorious short years. Holy smokes. All right.
So, Dave, would you be okay if I emailed that form over to you, that you guys would go ahead and sign that and get that over to me?
Fine.
I appreciate that.
That's fine. And then, why would we need it if it's already signed and done?
I know, because it honestly, it would just make me feel better. You know, when somebody starts throwing that F word around, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, my goodness.
You know what? And I want to apologize about that, too. I let that slip. You know,
I didn't mean that F word. You didn't use that word yesterday. I never heard you use any profanity.
Oh.
No, you're fine.
Oh, I thought I did. I was like, holy smokes. I'm like, I hate losing my...
I get it.
Do that. We both have to sign it.
Yep. Yes? You'll both need to sign that and send that over to me. It would just make me feel better.
Okay.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we actually, we made a policy change after I spoke with my lawyer yesterday for that. And I'm like, listen, he's like, you just need to include this with all your management agreements now.
Well,
and I'm like, yes, sir.
well, then I take it our name is going up on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah. Listen, these are the things we learned from, though. They are.
People from Ohio.
Yeah. Right. No, you're good. You're all good. It's okay. And I'm happy. I feel better. I know.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, yesterday it's just been insane. But
yes.
My prayers are headed your way.
And mine for you as well. I want nothing but health and tranquility all the way around.
Sure. Life's too short.
Amen.
Getting old. I'm getting old anyway.
Me
another
too.
Thing. Can you send us a copy of the lease?
Absolutely. I'll send it with the power of attorney, okay? The specific power of attorney.
Do that, and then my famous saying, we'll go from
there. Yeah, right. Will do. I'm going to send it right now to you, okay?
All right. I should be home in another hour or two.
All right. Perfect, Dave. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, okay? Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.